Blog Talk Radio.
Be hard like Rob Waller. Say, Alex. Say, Alex. Woo, 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 woo,
woo. The whole industry been in shambles. Everybody's fugazi, I'm just changing the channel. Kendrick Lamar, the people's champion, a manimal for analysts. Career damaging versus meditating when candles lit. I like my rap extra prolific. Since freestyling, no lunch tables and park benches. And I won't mention my 10,000 hours in training while juggling game banking. My balancing was tremendous. And now we look at the competition as quick submission. They tapping out before we even get a chance to miss them. What this about? Is it money or skill? Maybe it's both, and I got large amounts of it, it's real. You see, my oath is very unbreakable. My style is never mistakable. I can see y'all incapable. To be the god MCs, you know me well. Ridiculous, venomous, hate in my heart. The sinister, run for cover, my lineage prove itself. I'm rolling deep in their paper like two Adeles. Before scholars, I float tighter than virgin lips. We here to shake the game up, and you're flying through turbulence. Everything is high stake nowadays. That's how I play nowadays. It's like an 8-ball to the face nowadays. I'm laced nowadays. My gun is off the waist nowadays. It's 7 figures in retainer for the case nowadays. I'm talking higher power every other hour. Since Eddie Bowers and stash boxes and lead showers. Breaking the padlock and the dead coward. Dying a thousand deaths. Entire lions surrounding self with bears. Watching nigga, you share profit. I'm
ready, real.
This is what they want. I'm the one. This is vintage from 1980-some. I'm the son of the pioneer that got you near the sun. Play with him. Bitch, you better off voting for Donald Trump. I'm yelling Mr. Kanye West for president. He probably let me get some headers at the residence. I'm in the White House going all out. Bumping college dropout. God bless Americans. Nothing more influential than rap music. I merge jazz fusion with the trap music. I mix black soul with some rock and roll. They never bash me in, I'm David blaming all you hoes. Oh yeah, let's go there. My DNA is DMT, I'm so real. My juvenile was wilder than the no, yeah. A locomotive, couldn't track me down in my co-rep. Running this shit with four pairs. Son of a bitch, I might demolish your bitch right in front, yeah. Chico, what have you done here? Debo, all of it, one, yeah. Mississippi to California, it gets annoying, yeah. Niggas wanna deploy him and bitches wanna adore him. But industry shit ain't for him, probably thinking it's for him. Only with me, follow the key and kicking the door in. Never leasing my foreign, Mr. Valley Victorian, study the game before them. Listen till you were bored them. Baby rappers support them. To the grave I deport them. Corporations extort them. I'm snapping off my endorphins. The alien mighty morphin'. My radius rather gorgeous. 100 built to the doorman. 100 million my fortune. They call me back in the morning. You're racing against the tortoise. Pace myself is important. Lace myself with the wisdom. My player is an enormous. So pay them in for performance. Sassy Hall on my garments. Jimmy Kendrick's performing. It's fucking studio haunted. I tell a bitch, don't sweat me.
Don't sweat me.
I kill it so fucking beat if cold, let me.
Please go.
Eve should have never sent the instrumental. Every time I start writing, I get sentimental. This shit is just not fair. But why the fuck should I care? The story of your life here. Two young stars was born and y'all go die here. Oh lord, gotta be the yam. Billboard list need Tupac down. But number 9, make sure he lives on, yeah. Uchi, Gucci, pussies in a trance. Every day is celebration. But even the valley peak of me is not validation. Niggas is TDE and my doggies be salivating. Salaries better ratings and casualties all around me. Don't make me do demonstrations, whoa. Murder my allegations and burning my finger traces and turning my power pages and earning royalty payments. I'm sorry you're not relating, this party is reservated. I kill it so motherfucking beat if J. Cole say it. My nigga each has the instrumental, I gotta slay it. I gotta lay it, gotta say it, fuck cause I'm not to play with the records. And be my favorite King Kunta, the fucking greatest. Wow.
Top TXL, the exclusive list.
Burning my lever.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? It's your homeboy TTV, man. Tone the Bishop, man. Live and direct. You know what I'm saying? Rocking on XJFR Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's Thursday. You know what I'm saying? January 14th, 2016. It's a whole new year, but today I'm going in with one of the Las Vegas best promoters out. You know what I'm saying? One and only Eddie Hall. We're going to see what's cooking with the homie. You know what I'm saying? See what's cooking with him. What's good with you, bro? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. Just chilling and shit, getting ready for an okay weekend.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. For those that don't know, man, like how did you get to start, you know what I'm saying, in the promotion business, bro?
My boy, he used to own the Club Crown over there at the Rio. And we right. Just one night, I was out there in Cali doing my thing or whatever, and he just hit me up. He was like, man, come out here to Vegas He's like, I want to throw a party for you. I was like, all right, like, I'm out there for my, I'll be there, whatever. And I was like, if I come, I'm going to need all the VIP tables locked up for my people because I'm showing up with like 200-300 people. And he didn't think I could do it, whatever. And I came through and just killed the whole thing. So ever since then, it's just been on.
Man, that's what's up, man. So, you know what I'm saying, you coming from that way, you know what I'm saying, to here, like, what's the difference, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, clubs and, you know what I'm saying, the atmosphere for you to get busy in your thing, or it really don't matter where you at, you still want to do your numbers?
It doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter where I'm at. I'm going to do numbers regardless. Like, I'm from New York or whatever, but, you know, I was raised out here from in high school in Vegas, then I went to Cali for college and all that. So I know people all over the place. I'm going to do numbers regardless where I'm at.
Oh, okay. So that's what's up, man. So with the new spot, Sauce, you know what I'm saying, Saucy, man, like how is that spot, man?
Yeah, Sauce and Henderson is cracking, man. We did it last year. We did it for about 8-9 months. Then we took a break because we all started doing other things. You know, we got all mixed up in other business ventures or whatever. And we just brought it back January. Just brought it back for New Year's. And we just decided to kill it. There's nothing. We have no competition right now as far as, like, hip-hop, local hip-hop scene is going. So it's going to be crazy from now until the summertime.
Wow. That's what's up, man. So for those that haven't been there, you know what I'm saying, can you give us, you know what I'm saying, like a brief detail of, like, how the club is and the music, you know what I'm saying, the whole?
It's, first off, the address is 721 Mall Ring Circle. It's right across from the Galleria Mall. We got some of the local hip-hop DJs. We got DJ Mizzy Matt from 97.5, and we got Ice Break. We got So Hype from 97.5, Yogi Styles. It's just a nice hip-hop venue, real cool part of town out there in Henderson. Just a real dope scene, man. Everybody's loving it. Those ladies are beautiful. You know, dudes, actually, if you come to Henderson, you better be coming with money, because that's not a short little drive.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't like you just going right to the strip, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, forget this, I'm going home. You know what I'm saying? Nah, right. You come to Henderson, you're driving at least 15, 20 minutes, depending on where you at in the valley. you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we get the cool crowd and stuff. We don't have no drama, security. Sam, we got Sam and all them over there killing the security, and we out there doing it, man.
Cool, man. That's what's up. And the number one question I always get: what kind of music do they play?
Music, we play like hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, as far as what hip hop is nowadays, you know what I'm saying? We play mostly hip hop, R&B. That's it. You know, we just cater to the people. You know, we leave all the, you know, because I do a lot of business on the strip as well with all the EDM and house music and all of that. You know, people just want a strictly hip-hop club at times to go to and just chill and be themselves and relax,
exactly,
and not have to get up and, you know, put church clothes on to go to a club, you know, just be free.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. So, like, for those that, because I get a lot of people that come into town, man, you know what I'm saying, always ask me where to go. So, like, what is the dress code there, man? Like, I'm going to just cover everything so everybody will know exactly.
It's relaxed. We have a real relaxed dress code. You know, come in there with your jeans, Jordans. The only thing we don't allow is, like, plain white T-shirts or something like that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's simple. You wear your hats. You know, the females come in there looking good, half naked, all that. So, it's just, you know, you come basically come as you are. Just don't be no, just don't come in there dirty as hell.
For real. All right, y'all. Hey, y'all, for those that's listening, you know what I'm saying, make sure y'all show up, make sure y'all be looking fresh and all that stuff. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to have to come through one night, you know what I'm saying, to check it out. Because I just recently seen you, like, posting, you know what I'm saying, stuff, you know what I'm saying, that'd be going on there. And I was just kind of tripping, like, oh, I never heard of this club, but I'm most definitely going to have to check it out now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you got to come check it out, man. Come on. I don't know if you drink, but come through there, have a couple shots with me or whatever, sit down and talk, chill. I always have a million females around, so come through and check it out, man.
Cool, most definitely. Hey, what days y'all open?
Saturdays. We're only doing Saturdays right now. That's the best day to do anything in Vegas is Saturdays.
All right, man. Make sure, hey, for those that be flying in, coming through from Cali and all over the world, make sure y'all hit up the spot on Saturdays. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, Sauce and Henderson.
Days, man. Show enough. So make sure y'all hit
Sauce
it up,
and
man.
Henderson.
So what made you want to, you know what I'm saying, like venture off and do this, man? Like what was you doing before, you know, since you hit the club scene?
I was in out in Cali just owning clothing stores, you know, co-owning other businesses and stuff, and I just got tired. I just got too complacent.
All right. Ooh,
you know,
man,
so I was just like, man, I just want to try. So I still have all my stuff going on out there in Cali, but I just needed I needed something else to do.
All right. Straight up, man. So any celebs came through there, or you have celebrities that's going to be, you know saying, coming to the club, or?
We done had a lot of people come through. Like the cast of Wildin' Out, they always there with me. R&B group Next, they always come through and mess with me. We have a lot of cats who come through there. You know, just everybody, you know, a lot of the thing is a lot of these cats, and you know, because a lot of these cats, they get paid tens of thousands of dollars for an appearance on the strip.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They hit me up and was like, yo, we coming through there. We want to chill with you or whatever, you know, because a lot of people are starting to know who I am more and more. I only been doing this for now. It's about to be 3 years in April.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'm fairly new at it, but the following is crazy.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Because like, a lot of people, they when they get in this business, they get too big-headed. They get too cocky with it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's real easy to make money if a lot of people deal with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then once you have a lot of power, a lot of people let that go to their head. I'm the same person all the time. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they'll be like, oh, well, we were intimidated to talk to you, you know, because of the you know, your presence or whatever. I was like, nah, as soon as you talk to me, see, I'm just like you. Shit, I like to party too. That's why I'm glad my partner at the door running the door and shit, because I'm inside getting drunk and turning up. Shit is real, man.
That's what's up, man. Just kicking it, enjoying life. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
You know,
that's all it's about, man.
Exactly, man. So, like, what is something that you like about doing this business and some things, like, you don't like about the business?
What I like about the business is just being able to, you know what I'm saying, what I really enjoy about it is when people hit me up and tell me that they had the best time of their life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have people from all across the globe hit me up from Australia, Africa, everywhere. When they come to Vegas, they holler at me. You know what I'm saying? And they say, oh, we had the best time of our life, where you're at, and we want this and what that. I love that. I love making people feel good. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
One of the worst things I can say about this business, as far as hip hop is concerned in Vegas, is it doesn't get enough good publicity. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't like as far as what we do. Like every club that does strictly hip hop off the strip, even on the strip, they all get shut down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or even exactly. Even with my club, Chateau, that I do over there at the Paris, we play nothing but hip-hop. But we have to say hip-hop, R&B, top 40, because you're not just allowed, on a strip, you're not just allowed to say strictly hip-hop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's every club off the strip, though, they shut it down within 2 months, they're done.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But we in the perfect place in Henderson where, like, we got a good rapport with the city, you know, just the owner's awesome. They don't mess with us at all. They just let us do our thing. That's why we could it'll go on as long as we want it to go on.
Man, that's what's up right there, man. Because I know it was a couple – when I first moved out here, it was a couple, you know what I'm saying, nice little hip-hop spots. And after that, they just ghost. After that.
How long have you been out here?
Whew, 9 years.
Oh, okay, so yeah, you was probably around with Oracle and all those other clubs was around.
Yeah, Poetry and, you know what I'm saying? All
yeah, Poetry, yeah.
Spots,
my, actually, my partner is the one who used to run Poetry.
Oh, okay. After
yeah,
that,
he used to
man,
run Poetry.
I was in the farm shop back then, you know what I'm saying? Poetry was cracking, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So They were doing this thing for those that know about it, you know what I'm saying? So that's a good move. But, like, with the Las Vegas clubs that's on the Strip, like, why do you think they are, like, why they really don't push it? You know what I'm saying? They're afraid of it, or?
It's politics, man. It's politics. The city doesn't, with all that's going on, to me, I feel like, I mean, it's always going to, you know what I'm saying, being that I'm in this business, a lot of it is race-related.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But we water it down by saying it's politics. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, they can't, they're not going to allow them to do that. Like, if they have, I mean, what you see, like, a lot of these clubs, they all have hip-hop guests. You know what I'm saying? Because they know what sells. These club owners and everybody know what sells. They just can't strictly say we do hip hop, which most of them don't. Don't get me wrong. A lot of them. That's why a lot of them don't let the artists perform to like 2, damn near 3 o'clock in the morning, because you got to listen to all that bullshit house and EDM music before you get to the performance. You know what I'm saying? Because they want to keep that crowd. Exactly. And then as soon as the crowd's going, like, damn, that's it.
For real.
Yeah, they just sneaky with it. But yeah, the Strip, they don't want that scene. They don't want our culture like that. They want our culture, but they don't want our culture.
All right, they want some dollars.
Exactly. Exactly. You see how Dre's is doing. Dre's has what? Chris Brown residency, Trey Songz residency,
right.
Future. Everybody goes there, but Dre's, they do EDM. They wanted to hire me, but I wouldn't deal with them because of their format. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
I knew, I was like, no, dude, y'all are fooling people with this. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, yes, people, like, they come out, they see, like, oh, shit, Big Sean's going to be here. I know it's going to be popping. I know it's going to be hip-hop. Charge you $50, $60, $70 to get into the damn place. You know what I'm saying? And then you listening to Justin Bieber all night until 3 o'clock in the morning.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I mean, they fooling people. That's why, like me, the people know when they deal with me, they're dealing with what I'm pushing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I have my people who go to Hyde. You know, Hyde is, some nights we do hip-hop, other nights we do techno, all of that shit. But, you know, everybody on specific nights, people know what I'm pushing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to fool anybody. Like, oh, no, well, if you come here, this is what you're going to listen to. No, you're either going to come out and listen to your house, your techno, your ratchet-ass hip-hop, or your hip-hop and R&B.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? If you want to get ratchet with it, you know where to find me.
Straight up, man. So y'all checking it out. Hey, for those that's listening, we rocking with, you know what I'm saying, Eddie Hall, one of the best Las Vegas promoter out here, just giving us what we need, you know.
The best. Without a text blast, I know how that text blast go. People be having 50,000-60,000 numbers and they text blast and they send it out and then get like 200-300. No, I do that without a text blast. Be best.
Straight up. That's what's up. Hey, shout out to everybody that's tuning in, because I know everybody asking, like, you know what I'm saying, what's the next big thing that you got going on, man, on the club side?
You said what's the next thing I got going on?
Yeah.
Well, as far as this, right now, I'm just focused on my, I'm focused on, because the sauce, this is strictly me and my partners.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's strictly me and my boys. So, you know, I'm focused on building this back up and blowing this up. And then we have February, for everybody who wants to party on the Strip, we're opening up a new venue called our Beer Park. It's going to be at the Paris Hotel Casino right next to Chateau.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be like, it's going to be basically like a little sporting place venue for people to go to, and we're going to have live DJs and everything there. So I have a lot going on, you know, but my main focus right now is building Sauce back up to where we want it to be at. You know, anybody who come to Vegas or whatever, you know what I'm saying, just holler at me, 702-758-2164.
Cool, man. That's what's up. Hey, I know you said something about Chateau, man. Like, how's your relationship been with them, man? And, like, if folks want to come down there, like, what can they expect from them?
So Chateau is a real cool venue, man. Like, Chateau, a few years ago, Chateau used to be, like, the number one club in Vegas. And then then a couple of different cats started running the venue or whatever, and it just went downhill. And now the company that I work for, 33 Group, shout out to everybody over there, 33 Group, Andrew, Joey, everybody. We do all the bookings and everything. So it's crazy again. It's dude, we stay packed from Wednesday through Sunday.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And Wednesday nights out here is industry nights. So, you know, majority of places on industry nights, they're playing nothing but bull crap music. You know what I'm saying? They're playing that headache music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No, we still turn up on Wednesday.
So what's the best day to go down there for those that's, you know, that's interested in going?
As far as Chateau is concerned, I say Saturdays as well. If you want to party on the strip on Saturdays, I say on the weekend, Saturdays, because it's sold out Saturdays. It's crazy in there.
Man, that's what's up.
And now we got one of the Power 106 LA DJs who just got a residency with us on Saturdays as well.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, man. I'm busting moves.
It's cracking.
That's what's up. So
doing
like
it,
Wednesdays, what can folks expect on Wednesday night since you said start from Wednesday?
just real chill, you know, free drinks, free entry to 1 o'clock. It's real relaxed environment. We'll usually have like our resident DJ there, Shadow Red, and then sometimes we'll usually bring in what's the dude's name? We're bringing Dre Day, one of the cats from over there at 97.5, you know. So it still jumps on a Wednesday as well.
Cool. Hey, yo, I'm just trying to see, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to cover everything, you know what I'm saying? So when y'all come to town, y'all know where to go, you know what I'm saying? And this and that, man. So if you weren't doing the club situations, man, like what would you be doing right now?
If I wasn't doing clubs, I'd probably still just be in to just owning clothing stores and stuff like that. Just being bored. Just owning clothing stores and running transitional and sober living houses and stuff like that I was doing.
Oh, okay. All right. So, do you think would you go back to doing that or like owning the shop even out here? Like with the clothes.
Yeah, I'm actually eventually before this year is up, I'm gonna own my clothing store out here. Before this year is up, I'm just putting everything in the place right now. So yeah, before this year is up, I'm gonna have my own clothing store out here. It's time. I've been out here. That's like when I came out here, my goals was to blow this place up as far as the club scene. And then once I did that, to start opening up my clothing store. So now I'm right on track with everything.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. So I just want to say, man, you know, make sure y'all be checking him out. Support the brother. He always posting and blasting his grind, you know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all check him out. So, like, if folks want to follow you on Twitter or, you know what I'm saying, want to get, like, some tables, how can they contact you, man, on social media and stuff like that?
I don't have I have a Twitter, but I don't know how to use it. I've never knew how to use Twitter. So just hit me up on Facebook. My name on there is Eddie Hall, EddieHall. You can text me, whatever, 702-758-2164. My IG is Mr. VIP. What is it? Yeah. Don't even worry about my IG. I'm barely on that either. Just hit me up on Facebook. Eddie Hall, EddieHall. Like I said, the number is 702-758-2164. I'm easy to get in contact with.
Cool. That's what's up. Hey, make sure y'all hit him up. Support the brother. He's doing his thing. He's going hard. And you know what I'm saying? He's catering to the people, man, that's out here. You know what I'm saying? All around the world. So y'all coming in, make sure y'all hit him up. And I'll definitely be checking you out real soon. I'll let you know at one of your spots, man. And
oh, yeah, you got to come through, man. I'm telling you, you need to come through because this Saturday, man, we're doing the glow party. I don't know what you're doing, but you need to come through to our glow party.
Oh, man.
That's
going to
be crazy.
That's
going to be
man.
Crazy with them black lights and females with body paint and all that. It's going to be wild.
Man.
It's gonna be great. There's gonna be girls going wild in there.
Hey, this is something y'all do like every weekend, you know what I'm saying, how it goes, the glow party.
We had different themes, you know, but I just told my partner, I was like, man, let's do a glow party. I was like, people try, they attempt it, you know what I'm saying, but it never really works. So I'm like, let's do a glow party. So we got the black lights, fluorescent, everything is going down. The body painters, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure it's going to be a couple of females. it's going down, man. It's going down.
That's what's up. Oh, God. Man. Make sure y'all go out this Saturday. It's going down in Henderson, Florida. But it's going down, y'all. It's going down. And just keep supporting my man and keep checking this out, man. I just want to say thanks for coming through.
I tagged you on Facebook, man.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see that? Did you send them the link so people could check out your station?
Yeah, man. I just posted up on your page, man.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah, so we all good, man. Are you straight, man? I just want to say thanks because we finally got it in. You know, so I know we were supposed to do this a minute ago, but we finally got it in, man. And I was just, you know, saying, keeping my word, man, so I get you well. And most likely you'll be back on here, bro, so we can see what else you got coming up. And make sure y'all support the brother, man. And y'all be down there Saturday.
Be down there Saturday, man. Sauce and Henderson, 721 Mall Ring Circle. Holla at me, 702-758-2164. The glow party is going up. Y'all don't want to miss it. Telling you.
Straight up, man. I just want to say thanks for coming through, man. Just God bless and keep doing your thing, man. We're going to support you over here, bro.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Hey, man.
Yes.
Just rocking with, you know what I'm saying, one of the best promoters in the game, Eddie Hall, you know what I'm saying, and I'm out. Hey, make sure y'all go to Sauce, you know what I'm saying, on Saturday, the glow party. let me bump this gunplay. All right, XDFR, man.
John Logan, counting with my arms folded. Gunplay, them boy bought that gunplay. They just bought some choppers, them boys up to something. They gon' hit a lick and they gon' come up on it. Cop some Chevys and throw banners on them. Peel the skin back and let the titties out. Bitches see the lever, start to get it back. I gave bitches dick, they won't forget about. Big black guns, one white vanilla block. Got a lot of hoes, I got a lot of hoes. Got a lot of math of magic and a lot of phones. They do a